We're getting an updated look at where the $700 billion of bank bailout money is going. To date, banks have received more than half that money. Neil Barofsky is in charge of tracking the funds. He's the Special Inspector General for TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program. And in his quarterly report, he says that more than 80% of the banks surveyed reported using the government money for lending. Mr. Barofsky, can I call you Sig Tarp?
Sure, everyone does. That's absolutely fine.
It's one of the best acronyms I've ever heard. Let's just take a quick look at what the report says. You have found that the vast majority of the banks that have received bailout money have used the funds to make loans. Presumably, that's a good thing.
I think so, and I think you have to look at it in context, and that is, where would we have been absent the infusion of this money? We did a survey back in February, and this is what the banks have told us. So while we might not be seeing, you know, huge increases in lendings from the banks, it is worth questioning and noting where we may have been without this infusion of capital.
Now, you know this because this is what the banks have told you in answer to questionnaires, right?
Right. We haven't tested this information yet. We thought it was important to get this information out as to what the banks have told us. We're going to be going back and following up.
Are you reasonably confident that you're getting a pretty good picture?
I think when you talk to 360 different institutions, you're going to have some that are going to be very, very candid and say what they've done. You're going to have others that are less so. But I think overall, you can get good answers and a better sense. And I think we've brought a level of transparency to this program that has been sorely lacking.
One of the things you've tried to get Treasury to let you do is actually look at their books and see what they did. And so far, that hasn't happened. How are you getting on with Treasury? It sounds like you're having some issues.
I think we have a good working professional relationship. We come at things from very different perspectives. I'm a former prosecutor. I have a degree of skepticism when dealing with financial institutions. And part of my job is to push for maximum transparency, to always and keep pushing. It's my default is to always ask the question, why not make it public? And that's going to lead to some degree of tension and disagreement.
So far, you haven't convinced the Treasury Department to lay out exactly how the money is being parceled out by banks. Do you think you have much of a chance of getting them to change that?
Look, Treasury requires Bank of America, Citigroup, AIG just a few weeks ago to make these reports.
Those are the banks that got the most money.
These extraordinary assistance financial institutions. So for them, Treasury states, okay, this is a useful endeavor. We are going to require the banks to do that. But when we argue that this should be applied across the board as part of basic transparency, they refuse. And in our view, the program itself and the American people's view of the program suffers when there's this sense that the money is going into a black hole.
What do you think their thinking is at Treasury, that they don't just go ahead and say, okay, if the banks are able to do it, why don't we just do it?
You know, I'm not really sure. The stated explanation that they keep giving is that money is fungible, that these results are somehow unreliable, that you can't tell because $1 is another dollar. But again, if a financial institution says, okay, I received this TARP funds, and the next day I got a call from one of my lenders that I had to pay this down, that's a reliable thing that we can test and prove. And I don't think that that is the bank deceiving us in its response. And it fills out the picture. Right now, all Treasury does is require the banks to give certain lending data on a monthly basis. That only tells part of the story. It doesn't say what's really going on with all of these TARP funds. And in our report, we show that this is something that can be done. And from a transparency perspective, we think that it must be done.
Sig Tarp, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Neil Barofsky is the Special Inspector General for the Troubled Asset Relief Program. The Treasury Department released a statement disputing some of the figures in Mr. Barofsky's report, but the Treasury statement did not address the cooperation and transparency issues he raised.